All right, Shabbos, say good morning, good morning. Let's get in just a few moments of Bilvavi. Then we'll jump right into the daf and Meir Shemar afterwards. We're actually skipping a few pages. I put out on the WhatsApp group the PDF for today. It's page Tes Zayin. Page Tes Zayin and a section Tes Zayin as well. It says, Yesh Pitgam Yadua. There's a very well-known expression. Shemerov Eitzim Loro Imes Hayar. That because of the abundance of the trees, you can't see the forest. I guess the way we say it is not seeing the trees from the forest. Right? Forest from the trees. Seeing the forest from the trees. Now, what does this mean? Now, of course, again, the meaning of the expression is that sometimes when a person is in the thick of it, they don't have perspective on the totality of whatever it is that they're engaged in. Vihine, kaldavar bebriya, noa letzarach ruchnis. Vinishtamish bepit gam hazel inyanenu, lebeir tsuras hachaim dvekos ba'ashem yizbarach shemo. Now we know that in reality, everything in this world was created for ruchnias purposes. Everything was created for spirituality. And ultimately, again, lebeir tsuras hachaim dvekos ba'ashem, and again, for our purposes, Vinishtamish bepit gam hazel inyanenu, and to utilize this expression, of not seeing the forest from the trees, it's really meaning that we miss out on the entire essence of the tzura, of the framework of our life, and that's Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how do we miss this? This is actually quite interesting. He says, Yesh Taryag Mitzvos. There are 613 mitzvos. V'ikaram Talmud Torah, and again, out of those 613, again, perhaps most primary amongst those 613, is Talmud Torah. After all, we say that every single day, Kimo Shekasav Chazal, V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Right? We just said this in Berachas HaTorah this morning. Talmud Torah corresponds to everything. V'hine, Hatay, this is so incredible, Hatayag, the 613 mitzvahs, Hirak Shorashim, Uprate HaMitzvahs Heim Rabim Ad L'Ma'od. So Tayyag Mitzvos, he says, those are the Sharashim. Sharashim means they're the roots, which means 613 mitzvahs, it's almost like the Mar Makomos. It's almost like the general expressions as to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. But ultimately, again, the details go extend far beneath that. There are many different roots, many different tentacles into which those mitzvos extend. The Yotin Devei Azara HaKadosh, Shatayag Mitzvos, Him Tayag Itin, Tayag Eitzos Li Adam. That the Tayag Mitzvos, ultimately, again, there are almost 613, what he calls, like, pieces of advice. Eitzos L'Shem Ma. What does he mean, Eitzos? Eitzos for what purpose? He says, Eitzos, Ketsa Yedabe Ka'adam Bekono. Ultimately, again, Eitzos, or advice, guidance as to how to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does this mean on a deeper level? What this means is as follows, that at the end of the day, and the Ramchal actually talks about this in Mesilas Yesharim as well, when the Ramchal talks about the concept of being a chassid, remember again, the Ramchal's chassidus is a chassid is someone who exceeds expectations, right? A Jew is expected to live up to expectations, and the chassid ultimately, again, exceeds expectations. So interestingly enough, the Ramchal says over here something amazing. The Ramchal says so beautifully that a chassid is someone who recognizes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out and gives us mitzvahs, mitzvahs are expressions of divine intent. Right? Hashem gives me a mitzvah, that means Hashem says, I like this. Well, once you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes this, whatever the this is, what's the job of a Jew? To figure out how else I could do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu the things that he likes. This is very important to what I'm saying. So a mitzvah, and this is really fascinating, a mitzvah is not an ends. A mitzvah is a means. A mitzvah is a theological or spiritual expression of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. And once I know what God likes, my goal is to continue to do things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes, even if they're not explicitly articulated. I will say, if you think about this, this is very much a general metaphor in relationships, right? Again, in a beautiful and loving and harmonious marriage, so if a husband does what his wife asks, that's beautiful. That's wonderful, right? But so much of the nuances of marriage is picking up on, okay, what does my wife want? Like, what is it that she needs? I know she didn't ask, but what are the things ultimately, again, that would be appreciated? What would be the things that would build relationship? The same thing that's true in marriage is true in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvos are the expressions of intent. And now my avodah is once I know what God likes, because God tells me, right? The nice part about Hashem Baruch Hu is he's pretty explicit. Right? He doesn't make me guess. So he's pretty explicit in what he likes and what he wants. And therefore, again, once he expresses that, then all he asks of me is to build on that. All right, so we'll have to stop over here for today. We're going to see, by the way that the Mechaber ultimately, again, is going to build on this, I will say, is to highlight this idea that these expressions of intent, these mitzvahs, are all here to tell us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything is dveikus. Hashem wants us to be close to Him. Hashem wants us, va'ani kirvas Elokim li tov. Why does Hashem give us 630 mitzvahs? 630 mitzvahs are there to keep us close. Why is Hashem Baruch Hu keeping us close? Because He loves us. Because He wants us to cling. So every single mitzvah, essentially in and of itself, is an expression of va'ani kirvas Elokim li tov. Circling back, we'll go back to this, but we see sometimes we miss the forest from the trees. And sometimes at the end of the day, just all we see is a mitzvah. We just see a behavior. We just see a detail. We just see an obligation. And we don't necessarily understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really trying to express to us is, I need you and I want you to be close. All right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up and answer with this a little bit later. Shkayach, everyone.